Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is number 22, Wise Men from the East, Matthew 2, 1 through 6. Welcome to the fourth week of Advent. This is Sunday, and glad you're here. Let's pray. Father, we thank you as we think about these wise men, these astrologers, these seekers. I pray that you put in us that kind of seeking in our hearts, O God. Help us as we open up your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. 150 years ago, John H. Hopkins, Jr. penned the words and music of this haunting carol of the wise men. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. They weren't kings, we're pretty sure of that. Nor were there necessarily three of them. Nor did they go by the names Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. But who were they, and why did they come? Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." An elaborate entourage appears in Jerusalem at Herod's court inquiring about the birth of the King of the Jews. They are described as wise men or magi. The word is magos. A Persian, then Babylonian, wise man and priest who was an expert in astrology, interpretation of dreams, and various other occult arts. And they are from the east, the direction from which the sun rises. Where could that be? There are three main possibilities. One, Parthia or Persia. The term magoi was first associated with the Medes and Persians, and astrology flourished there. Number two, Babylon. The Babylonians, or Chaldeans, had a well-developed interest in astronomy and astrology, and a large colony of Jews from whom the Magi could have learned of Jewish messianic expectations. Three, Arabia, or the Syrian desert. The gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh are associated with desert camel trains coming from Midian in northwest Arabia, or Sheba in southwest Arabia. If I had to choose, I would guess they were from Babylon. As their caravan enters Jerusalem seeking a newborn king, they attract a great deal of attention. They ask, verse 2, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Star isn't used here in a modern scientific sense. Rather, it refers to a luminous body other than the sun, visible in the sky. Star, single star, planet. So what is this star? Well, it could be a supernova or new star, an explosion of an existing star that for several weeks or months gives out a great deal of light, sometimes even visible during the day. But there is no historical record of a supernova just before Jesus' birth. Two, a comet has always attracted human attention, with a spectacular tail and a nucleus made up of rock, dust, and ices. Halley's Comet would have been visible 12 to 11 BC, before Jesus' birth, at about 6 BC. Three, a planetary conjunction. Astrologers pay attention to the planets. A conjunction of Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars occurred in 7 to 6 BC, perhaps in the zodiacal constellation of Pisces, which may have been associated with the last days and with the Hebrews. But this is purely speculative. Astrology by hindsight. You sometimes hear of scientists who have the Star of Bethlehem all figured out, but we just don't know enough to say exactly what the star really was. And as we'll see on day 23, it has properties that distinguish it from any astronomical phenomenon known to man. Elsewhere in Scripture, there is a star spoken of in the words of the errant prophet Balaam, Numbers 24:17. "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter rise out of Israel." Could the messianic expectation based on this verse among Jewish communities in Babylon and Persia be the basis of the Magi's interpretation of the star? We don't know. Verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. A delegation of important people coming to Jerusalem to honor the king or to worship in the temple would not be uncommon. But the Magi searched for a newborn king based on an astronomical phenomenon caused quite a stir. Herod is troubled because he sees this newborn as a threat to his own throne. The people are troubled because they know what their paranoid king will do when he senses his throne threatened. Just a year before Jesus' birth, when afraid of intrigue among his many sons to replace him, Herod tried and executed two of them by strangulation, about 7 BC. A third son was executed 5 days before Herod's death in 4 BC. Yes, Herod was troubled. Herod takes the Magi's quest seriously. Matthew 2:4-6. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Notice that the Magi come seeking the one who has been born king of the Jews. Herod asks the scholars where the Messiah, Greek Christos, will be born. He understands immediately that this child they seek is no normal king, but Messiah himself. Messiah or not, this child must be destroyed. There is in us, as there was in Herod, an independent streak. We want to be in charge. We don't want anyone telling us what to do, even God. One of the marks of a disciple is the willingness to acknowledge Jesus as the Lord and King of our lives. To say that we believe in Jesus but refuse to obey him is hypocrisy. Even more, it is rebellion, treason against the King of Kings. Christmas is a wonderful time to bend our knee before the King and acknowledge him Lord of our lives. To do any other is to go down Herod's road. Well, let's look at discussion question 22 based on Matthew 2:1-6. In what way is the kingship of Jesus a threat to our self-determination? What are our choices in light of his kingdom? Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for coming as Lord and King. Give us the grace to bow not only outwardly but in our hearts to your reign and become loyal and willing subjects. Lead on, King Jesus. Amen.